Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Vallow moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walesa moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wallace. Mullen scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-1 in the game. Derry strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-2 in the game. Derry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. There goes Greenberg trying to get to home. Valo throws the ball into Handley, who relays the ball to Rosar, who tags Greenberg, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mullen moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Savage now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Handley reaches second base with a double. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall pinch hits for Bob Savage. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valo strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Derry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mullen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.